Welcome back to Oklahoma Tea Podcast. Okay, it's been a hot minute because, and I know I'm repetitive about this, but it has been wildly busy with all of the other things, Fitness with Lindsay, website, coaching, all the things, inner circles happening, and of course the Get the Fat Out podcast, doing that weekly. So this is definitely an extra addition. So I try to make as much time for it as I can because I don't get paid for this. However, I want to do it and I love it. And as we build listeners, we can eventually make it a more consistent thing. So that's the end goal, of course. But I wanted to hop on and share a few tidbits of things that are happening right now, my thoughts about them, movies, celebrities, what's going on, etc., as we always do. And so let's get into it. Okay, today, Thursday, what is today? Thursday the 11th. Last night, so the 10th, O.J. Simpson, dead at 76, prostate cancer battle. He was actually battling it for a while, I suppose, because he was in hospice kind of care. So it wasn't necessarily a surprise. He took a turn for the worst. And then Wednesday night, he passed. Apparently all his friends or, you know, family were around and there with him. So that is always sad when someone dies, but an interesting celebrity for sure. So that's just kind of a wild, like, huh, you know, kind of thing this morning. Movies, saw The First Omen, another scary, evil kind of, devilish movie, demons, you know, things like this, the Catholic Church, all that. I don't like scary movies, but I love them. It's an issue. So I'll get talked into them every once in a blue moon. I'll get the itch for them. And the moment I go in, I am scared to death and regret everything. However, this one wasn't too bad. It was a little more interesting. It was a little bit more about the Catholic Church. And it was more so, like, obviously there was a demon involved because that's what it's about. However, it was a little more focused on I don't know how to say it without, I don't want to spoil too much, but the issues within the church and the people and the nuns and what they were doing. I'll just leave it at that. And most interesting part about it was their reasoning behind doing these evil things was, like, actually in their mind for good, which, hey, we see that a lot in the world now, in other ways. And so that was, like, an interesting part of it. There was, like, a lot of, like, demons impregnating, trying to impregnate and make a human, you know, whatever. So that was weird. However, I found it kind of interesting. I closed my eyes during parts I didn't want to see something that I was going to remember at 2 a.m. when I was getting up to go to the bathroom. So I couldn't tell you what some of the things looked like. However, I got through it just fine and actually didn't have any nightmares and I wasn't concerned at all. So again, I found it more interesting than anything. It is scary. There is weird things in there and it's definitely not a kid's movie, just so you know. Moving on. Shannon from Real Housewife Beverly Hills. Okay, this I found interesting and I wanted to talk about because we've all been hearing about her. Like, she did the, you know, drunk driving year back and wrecked, and she's had a lot of issues with her ex. And there's currently, like, he's suing her for, I think it's $75,000, I think is the amount. And we kind of touched on that in a previous episode. But what I wanted to talk about more so was, like, the claim of he's saying she asked for this money because she didn't have any and wanted a facelift, okay, before her next season comes out, which will be soon. And she didn't have it. So he, you know, gave it to her in the terms of, like, you'll pay me back kind of situation. Well, that's how it's been portrayed in the media. She got on the Jeff Lewis podcast, which I love, by the way, and just kind of set it straight. She's kind of, like, high anxiety, nervous, and that kind of thing, so you have to, like, deal with her talking about it. But she kind of set the record straight and was like, look, this is not what I asked for it for, although she did have a facelift. She basically was like, he would give me money and I would give him money. There was lots of things I would pay for. And there was lots of things she kind of claimed even that he didn't pay for a whole lot for a long time and then kind of paid for things here and there. But she would kind of, like, fit the bill all the time, you know. And so there was a time or two where she needed money for this or that. I think there was something about she was stressed out because of the girls going to college and fitting that bill and whatever the case. She's saying it was just he offered it and was like, no, let me help you. Let me give this to you. What she's saying as well is she was willing to pay it back because, as she stated, she's been through legal issues before. And in a lot of cases, it doesn't make sense to fight it because you end up spending more than what you would pay out to reimburse or pay back or make this go away in legal fees. So she's like, okay, I'll just pay it, whatever. I'll pay it. But she wanted him to sign, and I'm not sure what the actual, I don't know if it's like a non-disclosure. I'm not sure what the actual legal term is, but basically saying, you've got to stop talking trash about me. I'm paying you back. Please cease and desist talking crap and we'll be good. He will not sign it because of that alone. So now they are going to court to battle out whether she really needs to pay him this, whether it was a gift, whether it was whatever. And that's what they're fighting it about. So I thought that was kind of interesting because it was like, if you really want your money back, I don't know. I feel like I would just be like, sure, whatever. I don't, like, you're my ex. I can't stand you probably. I'm suing you. I don't want to talk about you or think about you ever again. I think that would be a pretty easy deal. However, I don't understand those kinds of situations. Maybe there's a bit more to it. Maybe he could easily be sued for doing nothing and that's what he's concerned about. I don't know. So that's kind of a little bit of extra information about that. If you follow The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you know a little about that. But that's kind of the gist on that. Let's talk about Morgan Wallen. Why is he doing this? I love Morgan. I'm just really sad about it because I don't know. You know, it's hard to be probably a celebrity. You know, everything's at your fingertips. You can kind of do whatever you want, get away with a lot. And I just love the guy. And I just love his music. And I just hate to see him, like, fall apart. However, we don't really know too much about it, but we know that he was at a bar in Nashville and apparently was drunk, so they're saying, and he was arrested for throwing a chair over the rooftop bar down to the ground. So he gets 3 counts of felony reckless endangerment and 1 count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct for throwing that chair. Which, let's be honest, that's so insane. And it could really hurt somebody or even kill somebody for sure. But as far as he hasn't released any statements, there's not really too much. They just say he was intoxicated and seemed to be flirting with a woman. There's some pictures around of him, like, talking apart from this woman and the police talking with this woman and him separately. So who knows? Nothing more has come out about it. They're keeping it super hush-hush. So we'll see what happens. I'm still rooting for him. I don't think he's a piece of crap or anything. You got to remember, like, I know he's not, like, young, but he's not in his 40s. You know what I mean? Like, he's still, like, sorting this stuff out. And I like him, so I'm willing to give him, you know, a little room here. And I want him to bounce back and do really great and continue to making awesome music. So let's continue with that. And let's talk about one more time. The last time, hopefully, that I will talk about Beyonce's country, quote-unquote, album. I told you last time how much it sucked. I just couldn't even get through the song. You know, people are saying they love it, and I'm like, I don't get this. So the other day when I was out walking, it came on to my, like, shuffle somehow, just like the... And I was like, okay, that's fine. I'm going to go to her album, and I'm going to listen to this, because maybe I hate this song, and I don't find it interesting. I don't find it to be music. It's weird. And I'm no, like, I don't really care one way or the other. It just sucks that bad to me that I can't let it go. I'm going to go look, you know, listen to some of her album. So I listened to, I think I made it through half of the album before I said, I can't do this. It's not country, not one bit. She may use words like horses or a carriage or Texas in a song. That doesn't make it country. I'm not even sure this is pop. I kind of feel like she needs to go into, like, gospel, like, or something else, because that whatever this is, I don't even know what category it is. besides not knowing and understanding what category it's supposed to be, while everyone's saying it's country, it's not good. I said it. It's not good. It's not catchy. I don't even understand what's happening. And I think everyone's just so obsessed with Beyonce, they're willing to let this happen. And it's embarrassing. There's that. P. Diddy. I have come to try to do a podcast episode entirely about P. Diddy so many times, and I cannot, because things are coming so fast on the daily that I cannot keep up with it. Like, it's so insane. More celebrities, more things. I don't know what's going on and why he's not dead, arrested, whatever. Like, there's huge issues here. Deep issues here. Like, obviously what we know, but more. I think a lot more with the FBI and, like, all the things. I think there's so much more to it. Why is he not arrested? Why is everyone else coming out? Like, and everybody else coming out is like, oh no, he's a terrible dude. Like, we've always known it. The whole industry knows he's a terrible guy. What? You know, like, I didn't think he was the greatest. And I don't really care one way or the other, but he was popular for a bit and made great music and then was like doing all these things. I don't know. It's not like I followed him regularly or anything. I was just like, yeah, whatever. If you make a good song, I'm going to like it. And like all of these really A-list celebrities, a lot of people in the rap industry are like, oh no, yeah. Everyone knows to stay away from him. And I didn't know that. So that's pretty interesting. So maybe at some point I'll be able to collect my thoughts and be able to, like, maybe, you know, figure out, someone will give an actual rundown specifically what's truly happening, because I also think we're being fed a lot of stuff, just like fluff. So we'll see what happens with that. And lastly, to wrap it up, still watching, I'm a little late to the game, Vanderpump season. I think I'm caught up now. And then The Valley, of course, which is new. It's just the spinoff. It's difficult to watch because you have to remember that, you know, Ariana and Tom, which is still a lot about the Scandoval kind of situation. And we're watching the aftermath now, even though this has already happened and we've all moved past it truly. You have to remember when they were filming this current season that's being played out now, it was just like 8 weeks out from him cheating on her and all of that. So it seems intense and you're like, get over it while you're watching. Like, I find myself feeling like that, like, okay, let's move on. Like, and they're arguing in front of at parties and events and things like that. And it's real nasty and it's cringy and you're just, but it's real. Like, you're like watching, you feel like you're watching like a couple that's in your friend group and you're like, please make it stop. And they're throwing, you know, zings at each other. And anyway, the latest one was, they kind of got into it at Lala's little event to gathering. And I believe it was Lala's, or maybe it was another one of them. It doesn't matter. And she just like completely unloads and is calling, and it's not funny, but it is, Tom Sandoval, like an attempted dog murderer. She, in quotes, ruined my life, my home, and then fucking king attempted to kill effing dog. She screams that at him at two events. They both go attend and it just goes off the rails. And he claims, that she has scary effing rage throughout their entire relationship or had. And so it's just, again, cringy. You're watching it. It was an issue of him not taking care of her dogs, which she says are her babies. And I always find that wild to say that. But if you've never had children and you have a dog, maybe you think that you have babies and that's fine, but it is not the same thing. And even if you have dogs and babies and you still think that your dogs are equivalent to your babies, you need to reevaluate what's going on in your life, because that, there's no way. I cannot accept that. That's wild to me. I'm going to save my baby over I'm going to save a dog. I can love them both, but not equally. It doesn't work like that in my brain. If it works in yours, I guess that works. But I'm going to save my children over my dog. That's how I view it. As far as day-to-day life, I'm going to care for my dog, love it to pieces, whatever. But it is not top tier over my family at all, ever. It's a dog. So she claims that those are her babies and he's allowed all these things to happen, not care for them, leaving the door open, the dog eating apparently like 500 laxatives, and that was an issue. She claimed she had to, you know, deal with that and pay money for that. And then he had apparently went into her room, which what this specific fight was about, to fix something. I don't remember if it was the water heater or something like that. He had to enter, didn't close the door all the way back, either him or his assistant, he doesn't know. And the dog came in, and she had leftover like food on a plate, like chicken skewers, and the dog was eating those, and she had to spend $6,000 to go get everything, you know, cleared out of the dog to make sure it was good. And this is why she feels that he is attempted dog murderer. Again, it's kind of laughable. It's not, it's just watching two people just totally self-destruct and fall apart, and she's completely resentful, warranted. He cheated on her. It was a big, massive thing. We all know about it. It just is like so wild. I don't know. It's just so many things you look at and go, wow, they're just the immaturity level, the things that they do to each other to hurt, you know, each other. It just, and then trying to stay in this friend group. Obviously, they have to because they're filming. So it's never going to work. If you try to do reality TV and separate, we've seen that so many times on different Real Housewives and things like this, where they can't get along, so they try to just film separately, and then they end up getting kicked off the show or fired or just aren't invited back. So it just doesn't work. So you kind of have to have them coming together. It's just awkward, even just watching it. So more on that as it continues. And then The Valley, again, same toxicity. It's pretty much the same deal, just different people. Jax and Brittany, and they're falling out, and we're just watching all of that happen still. And it's fantastic and awful at the same time. I'm enjoying and hating it all at once. So that's kind of the gist of what I'm keeping up to date with so far. And I will absolutely be back with more. Stay tuned.